Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 11, the divine human incorporation of the consummated God with the regenerated believers, the issue of Christ being glorified by the Father with the divine glory. Wednesday, related verses, John 14:2-23. In my Father's house are many abodes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. 23. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. John 2:19-21. Jesus answered and said to them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. 21. But he spoke of the temple of his body. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Ephesians 2:19-22. So then, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens of the saints and members of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Related reading. The first aspect of the incorporation of the consummated God with the regenerated believers is the house of the Father. The house of the Father, the true vine of the Son, and the child of the Spirit are the three different aspects of the universal incorporation as the issue of Christ's glorification. The Father's house is typified by the temple of God in chapter 2, verses 16-21. The Father's house is a divine and human incorporation of the processed and consummated God, constituted with his redeemed, regenerated, and transformed elect. All the believers in Christ, redeemed through his blood, regenerated with his life by his Spirit, and transformed with the divine element by the life-giving Spirit, are the abodes in the Father's house. The Father's house is built up by the constant visitation to the redeemed elect of the Father and the Son with the Spirit, who indwells the redeemed elect to be the mutual dwelling place of the consummated triune God and his redeemed elect. John 14:2 tells us that in the Father's house there are many abodes, and in verse 23 we see that these abodes are built up by the Father and the Son's visitation to those who love him. The Spirit is not explicitly mentioned in verse 23, but rather is implied, for the Spirit dwells in the regenerated spirit of all those who love the Lord Jesus. In our daily life, the Father and the Son often come to visit us. Wherever we may be, the Father and the Son come to visit us to do a building work in us, making an abode that will be a mutual dwelling place for the triune God and for us. This is the building up of the Father's house through the constant visitation of the triune God. The Father's house is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ as the cornerstone, and it is growing into the holy temple of the Lord, the dwelling place of God, in the believer's spirit. In this building, Christ is making his home in the hearts of the believers, strengthened into their inner man by the Father, according to the riches of his glory, with power, through his Spirit, unto the fullness, the expression of the consummated triune God. The Father's house is both the household of God and the kingdom of God. As a household of God, the Father's house is constituted by the children of God, the species of God, with his divine life, for their growth in life, and for his manifestation. The purpose of the Father's house is first for the invisible and mysterious triune God to have a visible and solid manifestation, the church, among men on the earth. Second, the purpose of the Father's house is for the satisfaction and rest of the processed and consummated triune God. The purpose of the Father's house is also for the eternal and purposeful triune God to carry out his eternal economy, to consummate the New Jerusalem as his eternal goal for his eternal expansion and expression. The house of God, which is God's dwelling place, eventually will be the New Jerusalem, God's eternal goal for his eternal expansion and expression.